please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So the agenda is contained in the informal document number one. Now, you may wonder why we produce the agenda as the informal document number one. The group of experts, as my colleague Rul Janssens mentioned in the introduction, has been established by the Inland Transport Committee at this last meeting at the end of February of this year. The administrative process requires that the decision also needs to be taken by the Executive Committee of the UNECE for the administrative budgetary reason for the establishment of the group of experts. Only upon the decision of the Administrative Committee, the Secretariat was in the position to request, as this is a new group of experts, a symbol for documents. Without a symbol for documents, we were not able to submit any formal document. So we apologize, but we wanted to organize this meeting as soon as possible, also so that we can accommodate the second meeting of this very group of experts also in this calendar year. In any case, the report of this meeting will be produced as the official document. In the meantime, we received a symbol approved by New York for this group of experts. So this is the, and I hope you can accept with our apologies that this time, exceptionally, the document is for the agenda, the provisional agenda for the meeting is produced as an informal document. Now, we have, as you can see in the document, seven agenda items. We went through the item one, that was the introduction and appointment of officers. We are now in the second item, which is the adoption of the agenda. The pretty much the substantive agenda items that are here for this group are number three and four, and this refer to the task that my colleague Rul Janssens referred to before. So the work on the UNECE cycling network on the agenda item three, and on the agenda item four, the work on discussion and hopefully harmonization of definitions and standards for cycling infrastructure. When it comes to the agenda item four, we have a document that has been produced. It's a document that is available in three UNECE languages, and that's because the document was produced, as also my colleague mentioned before, for the meeting of the Working Party 5, so the Working Party on Transport, Trends, and Economics, and it contains the proposals for the, let's say, let me call it initial proposals for definitions of the various types of cycling infrastructure that this very group is expected to review, discuss, and possibly improve when necessary and agree upon, so that it can be submitted to its parent body and also, as my colleague Rul Janssens mentioned before, to other relevant working parties, such as the Global Forum for Road Traffic Safety, WP1. So we have this very document, WP5 2021-6, from which we will be sourcing the draft, so to say, definitions, and we will be further working on them. That, however, does it mean that, of course, we cannot have additional definitions that are not yet included in this document. In addition, we have also the standard agenda items, such as other business, date and place of the next meeting, and the summary of the main decisions that will be agreed upon at this very first meeting. So this, in short, or maybe not so short, Mr. Chair, as the introduction to the agenda and the explanation why this is produced as an informal document, I give the floor back to you, Mr. Chair.